For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Congressional Democrats held a forum earlier this week on the violent use of force by immigration agents. Among those speaking was Martin Daniel Rascon of San Bernardino, who shared his encounter with agents on August 16th. Rascon was on his way back from running an errand with his father-in-law and brother-in-law when he says they were stopped by four men in face masks and baseball caps with guns drawn. After asking the men to identify themselves, he says an agent broke the driver's side window and punched his brother-in-law.
Terrified for our lives, Francisco bravely drove straight through the only open pathway down the street, hoping to be driving towards safety, when we were instead met with gunfire.
The Department of Homeland Security later said the stop was part of a targeted enforcement operation. Citizens from Illinois and Minnesota also testified about being shot at and violently detained. Roughly 2,200 mule deer will be killed and sterilized on Catalina Island over the next decade after the state approved a plan to help native species recover. LAS reporter Jacob Margolis reports.
Professionals will likely use drones, thermal tech, and dogs to detect the deer and shoot them, while some deer closer to Avalon will be sterilized. Elimination should be completed by around 2032. The deer were introduced in the 1920s, and without any natural predators, the initial population of 10 grew to 2,500 in less than a decade. Since then, they've been a problem for native species on the island. Beyond shooting deer, the plan is to remove invasive vegetation, plant natives, and monitor long vulnerable species like the island fox. Jacob Margolis, LAS News.
If you want to drive a big rig in California, you have to attend trucking school. This is where aspiring truckers learn skills like what to do if their trailer starts to swivel out of control. But a new analysis from our partner CalMatters has found that California doesn't regulate more than 3/4 of the trucking schools in the state. Reporter Adam Eckelman has more.
The schools aren't regulated because of a loophole in California law that says trucking schools that charge students $2,500 or less in tuition don't need a state license. A bill that's seeking to close that loophole is working its way through the legislature. Steve Gold, the founder of one of the largest chains of trucking schools in California, testified to support it.
Everyday drivers have no idea the 80,000-pound truck on the highway is operated by an individual who's not properly trained.
Gold said his trucking schools, which are licensed, require students to train for about 160 hours. That's a far cry from unlicensed programs that tell students they can finish in as little as 15. The bill to close the loophole advanced to the state Senate in late January.
That's Adam Eckelman with our California newsroom partner, CalMatters. The Kern County District Attorney is suing an oil and gas producer for alleged environmental violations. This comes as the county's oil production is ramping up under a new state law. KVPR's Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado has this report.
Kern County District Attorney Cynthia Zimmer filed a criminal and civil complaint against 25 Hill Properties Incorporated and its owner, Ronald Engelberg. Zimmer says the company holds multiple oil and gas leases near the city of Taft. But Zimmer is accusing the company of hundreds of violations that were identified by the state agency overseeing oil and gas operations, including allegations of illegal storage and dumping of toxic waste, as well as illegally spilling oil into state waterways. Engelberg's company was previously sued for failing to report spills and illegally disposing of hazardous waste. That case was settled in 2022, but state regulators alleged the company continued to commit violations. Engelberg was arraigned on the new charges on Monday. This case comes as Kern County sees a wave of new oil permits under a state law aiming to boost in-state oil production and lower gas prices. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
Thank you for listening to KVCR News. We're expanding our growing newsroom, and that's thanks to your support. You can visit kvcrnews.org and donate now. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good weekend.